Drilling fluids touch just about everything in the drilling process. We're here to deconstruct the drilling process and drilling fluid concepts to provide a deeper understanding of our industry. In each episode, we'll share information, talk to interesting people, and maybe share a few stories along the way. Welcome to The Flow Line, a production of AES Drilling Fluids, brought to you by Matt Offenbacher and Justin Gauthier.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Flow Line. Matt in here. Just in here talking about all the fun and exciting things we got going on. And so today's episode a little different, but I think it's important, Matt, that to not only educate folks on technical drilling fluid topics, but man, the amount of stuff that I mean, really you and the team do sort of on a broader spectrum for the industry, a lot of conferences, a lot of papers. We've got some pretty fun and important coming up. And so I'd love for you to kind of share with the audience what we're doing in Midland here shortly and then talk some about the papers that we're presenting.
Yes, well, the AADE, National Technical Conference and Exhibition, happens every 2 years. The Fluids Conference is kind of in the in-between years.
Yep.
And it's coming up in the middle of April. You can read more about it on the AADE website, AADE.org. There's technical conference. It'll have the information on everything. But
right.
We're really excited. I mean, one, I've served on the committee, so I get to review the papers.
Yeah.
And I will say for conferences, sometimes there's just waves where you don't get too excited about papers. You're like, man, I just, you know, I was hoping that there would be something a little more substantial or whatever. And it just seems to come in waves. Well, this is a really good wave in that. And a lot of that, too, I think has to do with the price of oil and kind of the mood everybody's in. But there are just some really good papers. Like, there's papers I'm really excited to read. And so we were really, you know, we hope we can call ourselves among one of those that people would be excited to read.
Yeah.
But we've got a few papers we're going to present. There's going to be some other ones from friends, colleagues, competitors, what have you, that I think will be pretty good. And it's going to be out in Midland again this year, as it was 2 years ago, which is just a cool place to do it because, you know, the heart of the Permian Basin is sort of the heart of the American oil field.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot to be excited about there.
Good. Are you able to share the papers that we're writing, or do we have to wait until the conference?
No, we can share the papers. I mean, I can't send the papers, but I could tell you about what
just
we're
the topics.
Talk about. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'd love to hear it.
So, the first paper I'll bring up is, I mean, these are all tied in to some degree to podcast episodes, as a matter of fact. So the first one that I'll talk about is, we did some work with ExxonMobil on mechanical-specific energy and lubricant evaluation. So we used the EDR data to show how lubricant performance could be quantified and evaluated using mechanical-specific energy, as I've kind of harped on our podcast.
Yeah.
It was just really cool. It's always neat to get to work with drilling engineers and sort of learn some of their language, and they learn some of our language.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it's really cool when you can sort of geek out and like, oh, that's what this means. Oh, that's what this means. Sort of just next level collaboration. So
yeah.
I was really excited to kind of get that one out in the open and hopefully drive some more conversations on that topic.
That's super cool. Okay. And then what about another one?
So there's another one where, you know, everybody wants to say they're breaking a record or doing a first or whatever. And we don't know for sure, but, we drilled some horseshoe wells with, we've drilled a lot of horseshoe wells, but we drilled a horseshoe well with a customer in Oklahoma using just water-based mud. And almost all the other ones, or all the other ones we're aware of, were drilled with oil-based. So we kind of took it as a, hey, let's put together sort of the latest and greatest of best practices.
Yep.
Along with kind of using these case histories of how it was done. And because that is, you know, just continuing to evolve, more and more information, people are refining their practices. It was fun to go through both like the fluid side of things and you know, the drilling engineer Michael with Canvas Energy, you know, taking us through some of his like drilling engineering perspective.
Wow.
So we're really excited to kind of, you know, see the conversation with that. And at least as of now, John Hike is our session chair, who's kind of the guy known. You know, he's got his website and
yeah,
consultancy to help people drill these. So You know, he gave us some feedback and I think made the paper even better. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that's, we're really excited about that.
Okay, cool. No, that's going to be nice. I mean, both of those, like you're talking about, are so important, especially, you know, I go back to like lubricant evaluation is, you know, the subjective feedback you get is oftentimes how decisions are made. So it's nice to see, you know, there's some science applied to qualifying the results. And then, of course, on the horseshoe well, here's some hype. And like you said, like, you know, a lot of people, you know, break records or do things for the first time, but to sort of like sort of share the collaboration piece and dive a little deeper and really, you know, selflessly help the industry figure out, you know, what's the best practices for stuff like that, I think is cool. And then there's your third one, right?
Yes.
Okay, what about the last one?
So the last one is one that is with ConocoPhillips and a company called Jagtech. And they have these high-powered magnets and sort of a patented flow box to clean the drilling fluid.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've talked about ditch magnets and that sort of thing here, but the cool thing is they put a lot of thought into their design. And I mean, when we were trialing these, you know, you're pulling out like 100 pounds a day of stuff, and lo and behold, you analyze this, which, you know, and it's clearly casing, right? There's a lot of metal in drilling fluid that people don't think about. And a lot of it is produced at the rig just by the drilling process. And not only that, but you think about like RSS reliability and some of those other things. And when we do teardowns of tool failures, we see a lot of the same metallurgy. So it's like, okay, hey, maybe we can enhance tool reliability, especially if we think about these longer laterals. Like,
oh yeah,
can we be more intentional if we want to do a 4-miler to, you know, minimize risk to the tools because the cost of a trip is so high and those sort of things. So
that's huge.
You know, we sort of leaned into some of the prior work there along with some technical analysis of, you know, what these magnetic particles were composed of. And then, you know, a couple of case histories of just, yeah, these high-powered magnets are bringing back a lot more, you know, in some of the case histories, they had your conventional ditch magnets and then they had the high-powered magnets after that.
Yeah.
And they were still pulling 100 pounds of stuff.
Crazy.
A day, you know? So with all that being said, it was just kind of interesting. And, you know, this is one of those, like, I'm not a magnet salesman. It's sort of like us promoting solids control, right? It makes our mud bills cheaper. It makes our customers less angry if we can keep costs down and, you know, keep turning to the right.
Yeah.
So, I was just passionate about wanting to be a part of that because I hope it really helps our customers.
Yeah.
That's the third one. And I think I'm presenting that one, and I don't know how excited people get about magnets, but I'm at least looking forward to trying to find out who those people are.
Well, I think anyone in the drilling world gets excited about getting to TD without having to pull it 500 feet from TD.
We hope so. Yeah.
Because you've got trash in the mud that we didn't put there, but rather came from casing or whatnot. And so when you look at it, it's funny because when that sort of, I guess, idea or thought came up about high powered magnets and obviously there's a respective cost associated with a high power magnet, you often scratch your head and think, man, that's really, like, this is land. We're not offshore, but at the end of the day, it's kind of fascinating how they've actually been able to enhance operations out there. And so, and then naturally, you know, helping out on the fluid side, just at the rig, just being able to pull out anything that, again, could be down there. And so I think, and then tying the data piece to it, I think engineers will appreciate that level of granularity on how impactful magnets can really be. So it's all cool stuff. And again, I'm excited to go back out there, see you and the team present and see what else is out there and just meet a lot of folks and get to see a lot of folks that I hadn't seen in a long time. And so, I mean, with that being said, if anyone's going, you know, reach out to Matt or I, and if you're going to be in town or whether if you're in Midland and want to catch up or grab coffee, whatever, I'd love to. I mean, can't speak for Matt, but I like to get out and socialize as much as I can. So reach out if you're going
to
be there.
No, it's going to be awesome to see everybody. And like, you know, we haven't even talked about the speakers. You know, I think there's, you know, and I feel bad. I know we're recording, so we got video now, but you're going to watch me pull this up on my phone because I don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah.
You're
talking about speakers regarding keynotes and different things. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, there's always something kind of interesting, that's there. And I'm amazed, you know, so the at least as far as the program goes, two of the heavy hitters we have coming are, one is Toby Rice, who's the CEO of EQT.
Interesting.
You've been very public about gas.
Yep.
And America's energy needs and demand, and I think just a great advocate for the industry. So, what fabulous, especially, I mean, I've served on the speakers committee for these before. It is so hard. These people are so busy. Their time is committed in so many different places.
Yeah.
That for them to take the time to come join us for a conference like that is really generous.
Yeah.
Oleg Tomlachev, who, he's president of Vidnova Energy Consultants, but he was also drilling some of the first super laterals up in the Northeast, those really, really long horizontals.
Yeah.
With Eclipse. Anyways, you've got and those are just two. Like it's the people you get to hear from, the people you get to see, and then hopefully the papers. I think if you have any sort of interest in sort of the technical side of things, even if you might not be the most technical person, it's interesting to hear what people are thinking about. You know, you sit in on one or two sessions and you sort of get the vibe of, okay, wow, this is,
yeah,
you know, this is what these nerds do every day. I think it's worth your while if you have the time and the resources to attend. And sometimes it's pays for itself by just the people you meet.
100%.
But also hopefully you'll enrich the old noggin too.
Awesome. Well, again, folks, if you're going to be there, reach out, would love to connect. And as always, appreciate the support. Keep listening, share this, with a fellow cohort, friends, families, you never know who might be interested. And with that being said, everyone, looking forward to seeing you at the conference if you're going to be there. And until next time, take care.
Take care.
Thanks for listening. Please tune in next week for another exciting episode of The Flow Line. And remember, may your returns always be full and your trips always smooth. Views expressed in this program belong to participants and not their employees. The program is for informational purposes only and cannot take the place of seeking professional advice. Copyright AES Drilling Fluids.